puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Well, let's go chasing around abandoned Manitoba with our guide, Gordon Goldsborough from the Manitoba Historical Society. He is here every week with a story about little-known abandoned places in Manitoba. Hello again, Gordon.
Good morning, Terry.
You'll have to go a long way to top last week's story about that building, the mysterious building.
Mysterious building in Churchill. Yes, that's right.
But you were hinting as you were going out the door that today's story would be about devout Ukrainian teenagers.
Devout teenage boys of Ukrainian ancestry.
And what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the former site of St. Vladimir's College in Roblin. Now, Roblin, of course, is on Highway 5. It's west of Dauphin. It's actually very close to the Saskatchewan border, about 4 hours or so from Winnipeg. So it was intended when it first opened. This was now in the early 1940s, 1942 specifically. It was intended as what was known as a minor seminary. Now, not minor in the sense of insignificant, minor in that it pertained to underage people, in this case, to teenage boys. And it was an educational facility for those who wished to become priests in the Ukrainian Catholic faith.
Mm. And how many people were involved in this?
Well, there was actually, initially, there was quite a large group of priests. It was established by a group called the Redemptorist Fathers, a Ukrainian order of priests. They only initially had 7 boys as students at the facility. But it grew over the years. They offered a high school education, basically. And in fact, one of the notable things about the St. Vlad's is that it was the only Catholic high school in Manitoba outside of Winnipeg. And they had 7 students initially, but the enrollment grew. I think the peak enrollment that they had was in the mid-1970s when they had about 65 boys in residence. And then by the time they closed, they only had a couple of dozen. It was sort of putting them in a sort of a Catholic environment and an atmosphere where they would learn the traditional subjects. They would also have training in Ukrainian heritage because, of course, all of the priests themselves were Ukrainian. They also had Ukrainian dancing. So it was really sort of an immersive Ukrainian experience as much as it was a high school environment.
What do you know about how it came to be set up near Roblin?
The Redemptorist Fathers had a facility in Saskatchewan, I think at somewhere near Yorkton. And so it perhaps was just that they wanted to move into Manitoba and it was not that far from the facility they had in Saskatchewan, perhaps.
What did St. Vladimir's look like?
Well, initially, it was sort of a 2-story brick building. That was the initial building. And as it grew, they needed more space, so they would add additional pieces to it. So, for example, in the 1970s, they built a large wing that had classrooms. It looks basically, for all intents and purposes, like a high school you'd find anywhere in the province, as well as a dormitory. And then in the mid-80s, they established a great big gymnasium. It's a beautiful big brick gymnasium. And then there was associated buildings alongside, a workshop kind of garage behind. What's interesting, in fact, is that there is a one-room schoolhouse behind it. In fact, what originally drew me to the site was that I had been told that there was a one-room schoolhouse there, and I went and found it. And then I looked, turned around and went, wow, what's this other building? And it, too, seems to be abandoned. And I sort of walked around it and eventually then learned the story of it. And then there's also an abandoned hockey rink right next to the one-room schoolhouse because one of the things they did in addition to the academic subjects is that they encouraged the boys to participate in extramural sports, so particularly hockey. I guess they were trying to emulate that college in Saskatchewan that was noted for training all kinds of famous hockey players. They also had football and track and field. But say these hockey rinks, well, one of them is still there and it's kind of overgrown. So it obviously isn't in use anymore either.
When was it finally abandoned?
Well, it's not actually technically abandoned now. What happened was that the school was experiencing diminishing attendance. Now, I suppose this was partly because the interest in having this kind of education maybe was waning. It is quite a long ways from Winnipeg if you wanted to go there. But I think they also had trouble finding priests as well. I mean, by the time they got into the 1990s, I think the Redemptorist Fathers felt that they could no longer sustain the teaching of it. So, in fact, in the 1990s, they switched switched over to a group of lay teachers, teachers who were not priests. And so in 2002, they basically suspended operations. In 2004, they basically shut the doors and they auctioned off the contents. But the building was purchased in 2007 by a fellow from Vancouver. And his idea was that he was going to bring in students from South Korea. So his idea was to use this facility as sort of an ESL facility and then send them off. Unfortunately, the students did not actually attend classes at the college buildings. They actually attended them in just their high school in Roblin itself. So unfortunately, it appears that the building was not been used since it closed in 2002. When I was there, I actually did speak briefly to the fellow who owns it, and I think he's hopeful that something could still be made of it. You know, one of the striking things is that it was hard to believe. In fact, when I first was there, I thought perhaps they were just gone for the day, that all the cars had gone away. It was only when you had walked around and then just peered in the window, you see that, no, in fact, that it's been closed now for quite a long time.
Are there any signature details on the building that would say to you, this is a Ukrainian facility, because Ukrainian churches are so outstanding for their architecture?
Precisely. And of course, one of the things I always look for is the nature of the cross.
Yes.
It gives you insight to what sort of faith it is. In this case, most of the conspicuous signs were removed. However, when the gymnasium was built in 1986, they embedded a plaque in the wall of the gymnasium on the outside that says when it was unveiled, by whom. It was one of the senior administrators with the church, and it was unveiled for the centenary of Christianity in the Ukraine, which occurred in 1988. So the idea was this building was built in commemoration of that noteworthy achievement. And so even today, if you knew nothing else, you could see that plaque embedded in the wall of the gymnasium and know that it had something to do with the Ukrainian Catholic faith.
And is it in Roblin?
It's just on the outskirts of Roblin on the north side, but it's just a stone's throw. It would not be a long walk at all.
Great story. Next week?
Well, next week we are going to be visiting a site north of Dauphin that is a smaller counterpart to a well-known Souris landmark.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've got a guess for this one.
Okay,
all right.
Okay.
We'll see. Gordon, thanks a lot. See you next week.
You're welcome, Terry.
Bye.
Bye.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons ago.
Our weekend morning show historian Gordon Goldsborough here every Sunday with some fascinating details about lost and forgotten places in our province. And today we visited an abandoned St. Vladimir's College, a Ukrainian Catholic seminary near Roblin, Manitoba. If you want to know more, head to the website for the Manitoba Historical Society. Gordon back next week.